You know, I heard this the other day, and I thought I'd share it with you. Common Sense, a.k.a. CS, lived a long life, but died from heart failure at the brink of the millennium. No one really knows how old he was. His birth records were long ago entangled in miles and miles of bureaucratic red tape. Known affectionately to his close friends as Horse Sense and Sound Thinking, he selfishly devoted himself to a life of service in homes, schools, hospitals, and offices, helping folks get jobs done without a lot of fanfare, whooping, and hollering. Rules and regulations and petty frivolous lawsuits had no power over CS. A most reliable sage, he was credited with cultivating the ability to know when to come in out of the rain. The discovery that the early bird gets the worm and how to take the bitter with the sweet. CS also developed sound financial policies like don't spend more than what you earn, reliable parenting strategies like the adult is in charge, not the kid, and prudent dietary plans like offset eggs and bacon with a little fiber and orange juice. A veteran of the Industrial Revolution, the Great Depression, and the Technological Revolution and the Smoking Crusades, CS survived sundry cultural and educational trends including disco, the men's movement, body piercing, whole language, and the dreaded new math. CS's health began declining in the late 1960s when he became infected with "if it feels good, do it." In the following decades, in his waning strength, proved no match for the ravages of overbearing federal and state rules and regulations and oppressed tax codes. CS was sapped of strength and the will to live as the Ten Commandments became contraband. Criminals received better treatment than victims, and judges stuck their noses in everything from Boy Scouts to professional baseball and golf. His deterioration accelerated as schools implemented zero-tolerance policies. Reports of six-year-olds being charged with sexual harassment for kissing classmates, and a teen suspended for taking a swig of Scope mouthwash after lunch, girls suspended for possessing My Doll, and a honor student expelled for having a table knife in her school lunch were more than his heart could endure. As the end neared, doctors say CS drifted in and out of logic, but was kept informed of developments regarding regulations of low-flow toilets and mandatory airbags. Finally, upon hearing about government plan to ban inhalers from 15 million asthmatics due to a trace of a pollutant that may be harmful to the environment, CS breathed his last. Services will be at the Whispering Pine Cemetery. CS was preceded in death by his wife, Discretion, one daughter Responsibility, and one son Reason. He is survived by his two stepbrothers, Halfwit and Dimwit. Memorial contributions may be sent to the Institute for Rational Thought. Farewell, Common Sense. May you rest in peace. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.